Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a man has been fined for raising sharks in a swimming pool in his basement, selling them over the internet.
Yeah, I'm Tony Kornheiser, and I regret doing that. Do you want a free shark?
Yeah, see, you can't have a pool in your attic, so I know it wasn't you. But...
Well, it's in my basement. I have a full house. I have a basement, an attic, and two floors in between.
Yeah, and the house next door.
House.
The house next door could just be like a shark farm. You're right. I'm sorry. How dare I?
The little house. I could raise sharks in the little
house. Could.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Brad Stevens praising Indiana, A.J. Green joining the Cardinals, and LeBron James planning to own an NBA team. But we begin today with Russell Wilson. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reports that Ryan Pace, the GM of the Bears, who Wilbon loves so much, met with John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks, in Fargo, North Dakota, to discuss a trade for Wilson. And the Seahawks rejected a bountiful offer. Reportedly, Pete Carroll said he does not want to rebuild and would not trade Russell Wilson to the Bears. Wilbon, does this take Wilson off the market, in your opinion?
Tony, he may be on some market. My opinion was that the Bears weren't going to get him. I'm not, like, vested emotionally in the Seattle Seahawks and where Russell goes. I don't care. He wasn't going to the Bears. That was my opinion. Because, Tony, what kind of team would Russell Wilson be inheriting in Chicago if they didn't have linebackers and draft picks and an offensive line, which they don't have a good one? What was the point of bringing him to Chicago so he could just get maimed? So that's what I cared about. I don't know whether he's off the market or not. I suspect if somebody comes in with a really great offer, since he is passively aggressive, said he would listen, they might. But I also take into account what Pete Carroll says, that Pete Carroll doesn't want to start over.
Yeah, so my feeling is that he's off the market for the Bears.
Yeah.
But not for the Saints, not for the Raiders, not for any other team that Russell Wilson says, you know what, I'll take a trade to that team. And now what I'm waiting for is for Russell Wilson to go full James Harden and publicly say, I don't want to play in Seattle anymore. Now, I've been waiting for Aaron Rodgers to say that about Green Bay, and I don't think he's going to say it.
Apparently,
I'm wrong with that one.
And
I don't know if I'm wrong necessarily with Russell Wilson. But that's how you do it. You just say, look, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, in terms of other teams, look, if I'm Pete Carroll, I don't want to trade Russell Wilson.
No.
If I'm running Houston, I don't want to trade Deshaun Watson either. But if quarterbacks detonate the bomb and say publicly, I don't want to be here and I'm going to withhold my services, then what good do you have? And that's why Houston, for example, Mike, picked up Tyrod Taylor. You got to have somebody.
You got to have somebody just to when you open camp, you got to have somebody there and they're preparing for sort of what they think could be and inevitability. But you know what? Deshaun Watson hasn't said that either. Now, it's out there through his representative that he would just like to be done. But he he hasn't done a James Harden. He hasn't.
No.
And so neither one, none of the quarterbacks have done that. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, who we both thought, apparently erroneously, would have done that by now. He has not either. And Russell Wilson hasn't done it. So, you know, maybe some of this stuff or all of it is overstated. Maybe it started with us. And maybe we ought to, like, move on to real sports
and not just have quarterback derby
every day, which ain't really happening.
Let me say this, that I understand that the Bears covered themselves with Andy Dalton. And I understand that the Saints covered themselves with Jameis Winston. But if either of these two guys became available, they'd throw them over the side
in a heartbeat
for Wilson or Watson.
Of course. Right. Of course. Let's move to the NBA, where Brad Stevens is getting a lot of questions about the head coaching opening at Indiana University. Stevens told the Boston radio show Zolak and Bertrand that he is not leaving his job with the Celtics, but also told reporters it's flattering, so many people want him to come home to the state where he was born, raised, rooted for the Hoosiers, played at DePaul, and coached at Butler. Tony, shouldn't Brad Stevens be more seriously considering this IU gig?
Should he consider it? Of course he should consider it. That is his home state. He understands what Indiana basketball is when it's great. He understands the hold it has on the entire state. He should consider it because somebody's going to pay him more money than he makes right now with the Celtics if he wanted to go. But, and there's always a but. Professional basketball is different than college basketball. The players and the pros are much better players. They can do more for you if you can convince them, you know, that they should listen to you, because you don't have the authority in the pros that you have in college. You can't yank a scholarship in college. Also, like, when you're in the pros, you don't have to do recruiting, which none of these people like. They don't like to do it. My sense is that Brad Stevens wants to stay at Indiana. I get the feel that it's like Billy Donovan.
Stay at Boston.
That it's like Billy Donovan, that I went from college to the pros, and I like the pros. But
okay,
yes,
let me just go back over one point. He ain't going to make more money at IU than he's going to make for the Celtics, okay? That's not happening. But other than that, Tony, there's some jeopardy for Brad Stevens right now. Because, you know, I know you're not paying attention much to the NBA, but I am. And the Boston Celtics are somewhat a disappointment. They're a big disappointment so far this season. And over the past few years, Tony, they've gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals, but they've come up empty. The first time, okay, it's LeBron, you got kiddies on your team. But, Tony, when you get 2-3 times in, and you get multiple cracks at something, and you got a big, demanding market like New England, where they're used to seeing people win. And wait, they're used to hanging banners in whatever the Boston Garden of the day is called. Tony, I'm telling you, I'm not saying people are dissatisfied with Brad Stevens. He's a hell of a coach. But they're just looking around going, wait a minute. Chris Webber said something great on last night's telecast of that game, which they lost. He said, what do the Celtics need? If they need anything, what do they need? What would it be? Is it a player? Is it an attitude? Is it a personality? And Tony, I thought that was just a great way of addressing this shortage with the Celtics. They come up this close. What is it that they need? And can Brad Stevens capture it? Is it the coach himself? I don't know the answers, but I'll tell you one thing. They don't wait forever in the pros. Even Danny Ainge, they don't wait forever in the pros.
So let's go back, though. There's been one guy, my old camp counselor, Larry Brown, who went back and forth, college and the pros, and he was great. He won the NCAAs, and he won the NBA. Even Rick Pitino hasn't done that. I mean, you know, really great coaches haven't done it. Most of the time when guys go back to college, it's because they failed.
Right.
Leonard Hamilton went back. He failed. Who did I write down? Lon Kruger. John Calipari. They failed in the pros. They went back to college where they are really good. Maybe Brad Stevens says, I can win at Indiana. I think the pull would be greater, Mike, had he gone to school at Indiana. Like, you know,
Tony,
that would be the alma mater
saying,
pull.
But the state of Indiana is the alma mater. Being a Hoosier, not one of the Indiana University Hoosiers, being in that state, you are from that state. You are a favorite son. You are loved there. That's your alma mater, the state of Indiana, not IU. So, I've at times been jealous of it because Indiana hoops is more successful at the highest level than basketball in Illinois, although maybe a certain university can change that this year. But, Tony, to me, people are going to be in his ear, and they're going to say, Brad, how long is this going to last with the Celtics? Are they going to show you their love forever? They don't do it in college either anymore. But, man, they can convince you that the people at home love you and you can go home.
Let us now throw in a LeBron James story. He had a triple-double last night against Minnesota. 25 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. It is his second straight triple-double, making LeBron, at 36, the oldest player to do that. So, Wilbon, which is the bigger LeBron news story? Becoming the oldest player to go back-to-back in triple-doubles or become a part owner of the Boston Red Sox?
If LeBron James gets 42 more triple-doubles, I won't give a damn. It's great, okay? LeBron James's place in history is set forever on the basketball court in that context. Now, LeBron James becoming an owner of the group that owns both Liverpool and the Red Sox? I'm sorry, this is now standing on the shoulders of Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan to continue a reach for the stars, all right? When this, in the context of Black American, of African American men, there was no context because it couldn't happen. You didn't even have anybody's shoulders to stand on. And yes, he might resent, I don't think he would resent, me saying he's standing on the shoulders of Magic and Michael, but that's what it is. That's how you measure progress. That is historic, not another triple-double.
Yeah, so we're not going to disagree here. I like triple-doubles as much as the next guy, unless you're the next guy.
Yeah.
But I also yawn at them. I don't care about them. The larger story in the greater context is becoming a part owner with Maverick Carter of the Boston Red Sox. Although I told you yesterday, this really surprised me because he's a Yankee fan and the arch rival of the Yankees is the Boston Red Sox. But you can go down the road. You can, as he's done with Liverpool, you can make money on an investment. You can't make any money on getting two straight triple doubles.
Not him.
That doesn't pay off at the cash register. So to me, the larger question is, not so much the Red Sox and not so much Liverpool, where he has a stake that has apparently gone up in value. But when is he going to own an NBA team? Because I think that's what he has said he wants to do. I wouldn't be surprised if he teamed up with Barack Obama, who has also talked about an NBA team. And that, to me, when LeBron talks about the significance of being, along with Maverick Carter, the first black men to be owners of the Boston Red Sox, that tells you the path he's on, the path you have actually described here. And I wonder if he got a team, I think he'd be a really hands-on owner. You know Michael Jordan really well. There are times when I don't think he's all that hands-on because he's got other stuff, because he's got a golf course, and he's always respected coaches. But LeBron has coached his own team and GM'd his own team, and I think he'd have his hands right in the middle of it, and I would like to see that.
Yeah, I don't care whether he has his hands in the middle of it, GM, and I don't care about that at all. This is historic. And I don't care about the team he owns because Michael Jordan played for the Bulls and he owns the Hornets. So that's you
right.
Own who you can own in a place that there's only 28 or 30 or 32 of them. You own what you can own. This is great, LeBron and Maverick. This is an incredible. When I got able to dive into this deeper last night, I just thought how fabulous this is. How my father couldn't have dreamt of this in his lifetime. And so, I mean, standing ovation for LeBron, Tony. Triple-doubles, they're going to go.
Yeah.
They're coming and going, and they're going to go forever fairly soon. But this ownership situation and where else this might lead him to places we can't even imagine. I can't imagine. I'm sure a great businessman can imagine. This is historic, not the triple-double anymore.
Let's take a break. But coming up, the Blazers were down 17 with a few minutes left, but they won. What's the word for that?
And Alex Ovechkin is another goal closer to Mr. Gretzky's all-time record. Is he going to beat it?
So, yeah, I think this is a real big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, down the road for LeBron. But
it's
I think
a big
he's
deal
got
now.
To sort of step out. He's got to step out and say, I want to be the main guy and own something, which I think he will.
Does he have to be that?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Are there any honorary doctors of humane letters in the house? Yes. Time to dominate. What's the word? What's first?
The Blazers' comeback win over the Pelicans was blank.
It was self-defining. They play close games all the time because their defense isn't good, and so they can't run away and hide. They've played 12 games out of their 39. That's 30% that have been decided by 3 points or less, so they go down to the buzzer. Now, they're really good in them. They're 8-4 in those, but Utah, for example, has only played one game that is 3 points or less, and they get bailed out by Damian Lillard, and they did last night. He got 50. It's the 12th time that he's gotten 50 in his career. They put a lot of pressure on him, and these are the games they play in Portland.
It is, Tony. That's the one reason why he's, to me, Steph Curry, Dame Lillard. They're the two best players, the most exciting, the most entertaining in the league. I watch every Portland game, and I kind of root for them to be behind by five. Because this is what happened earlier in the season when they're down five with 11 seconds to go. Dame Lillard, two threes, bang, game over in regulation. This is what he does. Derivative is what last night's game is, Tone. Because you're right, self-defining derivative. This is how they play. They are wondrous to watch.
That's right. That's right. Next.
Alex Ovechkin has a blank chance of passing Wayne Gretzky as the NHL's career goals leader.
He has a real chance. He's a relentless goal scorer, and he never gets hurt. This is an amazing statistic. He has lost 16 games to injury in 17 NHL seasons. I mean, just what are we talking about here? He's going to catch Gretzky. He's going to pass Gretzky. He needs 177. He's 35 years old. And he just scores all the time. To me, this is the difference between Henry Aaron and Willie Mays. Willie Mays was a more spectacular player, but Henry Aaron kept going all the time. Gretzky got hurt a lot after 30. Ovechkin never gets hurt.
I might try to make the case for a minute that Aaron was as good or better than Mays. I might. I know you wouldn't, but I might. But I'm not going to make that case with Ovechkin and Gretzky because Ovechkin ain't close to Gretzky. Now, misleading is what that distinction would be, Tony. It makes him the greatest goal scorer, maybe. He's not even that. He'd have more goals. He wouldn't be the greatest goal scorer because that's Gretzky. And the problem is people don't watch the games. They just look at the numbers and they make up the narrative to fit the numbers. That's a shame if it happens. Ovechkin, one of the great players of all time. He ain't Gretzky.
We're doing it because he passed Phil Esposito last night. He's in sixth place.
Great player to pass.
He's moving up. That's it. Doctor obviously put on a clinic. Let's take one last break, but still to come, what would A.J. Green do for the Arizona Cardinals?
And do the Rockets have good reason to believe they'll break this ugly 17-game losing streak tonight? No, they don't.
There's a difference between holding the record and being the best.
Right.
Gretzky is the best. Come on.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 62nd birthday, Danny Ainge. He's best known now as the GM of the Boston Celtics. But what an athlete Ainge was. At BYU, he knocked Notre Dame out of the NCAA tournament in 1981. Played 3 years in Major League Baseball with the Toronto Blue Jays. He was on 12 playoff teams in 14 NBA seasons in Boston, Phoenix, Portland, and Sacramento, and on two championship teams with the Celtics. Ainge put together a championship team with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, and it looked like he was headed there again. But Ainge let Gordon Hayward walk away to Charlotte, and Kyrie Irving stabbed him in the back when he left for the Nets. The Celtics have been in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years, but now they appear to be treading water as Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee blow by them. People are wondering, does Ainge have a big move available to him?
And Tony, if there is a big move available, what would that be? Or maybe it's a subtle move, but I thought the Boston Celtics would have been back to the finals by now. The finals, not the Eastern Conference Finals. And you wonder how long they can come up short before people get edgy.
Happy anniversary, Princeton. On this day 32 years ago, Princeton almost became the first 16 seed to knock off a number one when they lost 50-49 to Georgetown in a game that was excruciatingly tight in the second half. Princeton had two shots to win in the final 5 seconds, but freshman Alonzo Mourning blocked them both. Some people thought the last block was a foul and Kit Mueller should have gone to the line. Princeton had been a national power with Bill Bradley in the 1960s, and Pete Carril often coached the Tigers to the NCAAs in the 80s. John Thompson respected Carril so much, he sent his son John III to play for him. Mourning ended up being outplayed by another freshman, Christian Laettner, in the Eastern Regional Final that Duke won. There's no chance this year for an Ivy League team to pull off a great upset, as the Ivies canceled all sports because of coronavirus.
Yet another reason, Tony, it just doesn't seem like this college football basketball season can be as fulfilling as so many others, including the ending to the one you just described.
Yeah, there's an asterisk on this one, I think. Happy trails, Michael Brockers. The Rams have traded their longtime starting defensive tackle to the Lions for a seventh-round pick in the 2023 draft. Honestly, a last-round pick 2 years from now, that's the equivalent of a ham sandwich. But forget that insult and concentrate on the word that most applies to this trade, awkward. Because one of the other guys Brockers will run into in the Lions locker room is his old quarterback, Jared Goff. And when Goff was traded to the Lions for Matthew Stafford, Brockers told TMZ that Stafford is, quote, a level up over Goff. And he told Good Morning Football that acquiring Stafford was, quote, a turning point to where we can just win the big game, unquote. Now, Brockers also said that Goff, quote, knows how to get it done when the time is needed. But those other quotes are bombers. Again, awkward.
I don't know about you, Tony, but I would love to see the Detroit Lions and the LA Rams play against each other in the NFC playoffs. I would love that, and I would root for the Lions. I really would.
One omission. The Thunder is reportedly trading Trevor Ariza to the Heat for Myers Leonard and a second rounder.
No expectation that Leonard's going to stay, by the way, with OKC. Just a contract.
All right, we go to the big finish. Your Arizona Cardinals are reportedly finalizing a deal with receiver A.J. Green. Is that significant?
Well, they would definitely be adding him to Hopkins, maybe the best receiver in the league. And Fitz, I don't know. What's he going to do? Maybe adding him to Fitz. That'd be a hell of a receiving core. The 49ers gave Trent Williams a contract that makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in history. Big deal?
Yeah. He's the highest paid offensive lineman in history for however long that contract lasts before they cut him. Utah fired head coach Larry Krystkowiak. Was that deserved?
The last two seasons, they were under 500, and they've missed a tourney since 16. Maybe. The Sabres fired head coach Ralph Krueger. Is that deserved?
I'm not going to equivocate on this. That's the worst team in the NHL. They haven't won a game in their last 12 games.
Rocket-like.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
Last one, will the Warriors hand your playoff-bound Rockets their 18th straight loss tonight?
Christian Wood is expected to return, and his absence is a big reason why they've lost all these games. But not tonight. Steph Curry and the Dev need that game another night soon.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, your sports day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there.
PTI.
Yep.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.